You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you. We exalt you and lift up your holy name today. We worship you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, through your Spirit. We ask for your blessings now in our study. Speak to us through your word. Empower us, equip us, teach us. Lord, I pray now for all these listeners today, everyone here on the radio and everyone on the podcast that's going to hear this. God, I pray your best for your children and your church today. I pray your best for them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We are going to take this program and just kind of recap where we left off at the end here, because it's going to be another week before we're back in Revelation. Next week on the radio, I'm going to play a sermon that I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church, and it's entitled, Why All the Heretics? It's a five-part sermon. It was about an hour long. I really don't like preaching that long. That's a little too long, but there was a lot to this message. I had two titles for it, Why All the Heretics? And also, How's Your Diet? And it's taken out of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, where the author of Hebrews says that by this time, you people, you ought to be teachers. I find that you're still in need of milk and not solid food. Then he said, for he that partakes milk only is not skilled in the word of righteousness, and he is a babe. He's calling you, he's calling people, everyone out there who is being spoon-fed milk, who doesn't know the word of God. The author of Hebrews is deliberately insulting you, friend, and he's calling you in the peewee league. That you, all of you out there who do not know how to defend the faith, who do not know the word of God, who do not know where to go to defend the truth against heretics, the author of Hebrews says you are a peewee Christian. Does that insult you? It better insult you. That's what he meant, that you are a babe. He says, by this time, you ought to be mature. You ought to be on solid food. You ought to be eating porterhouse steaks by this time. So my question to you is, are you on milk or are you on solid food? That's going to be the sermon here. If you want to cut to the chase and hear that on your own, I invite you to go to my website here or go to Facebook page. That is WGOD Radio. Scroll down that page and look for the sermon, How's Your Diet? I believe that's what I've called it. How's Your Diet? Or Why All the Heretics? But I encourage you, listen to that. Examine yourself. As it says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, scrutinize yourselves. I encourage you to do that. If this man's insulted you and it's hurt and he's called you a peewee Christian, I encourage you to brush that aside, make the change today, and become a member of the PCL. The PCL, that's the Professional Christian League. Are you a peewee Christian or are you in the Professional Christian League? What do you do when a heretic knocks on your door? You know, around here in Brevard County, Saturday morning is when they come a-knocking. There's two of them. One who's well-schooled. Well-schooled in heresies. The other is a little wet behind the ear in heresies. He doesn't know how to twist the truth like the other one does. They knock on your door and they say to you, well, Jesus never said he was God. Can you show me anywhere in the Bible where Jesus says, I am God? The question to you is, are you a peewee Christian or are you in the professional Christian league? Where do you go, my friend, when your door gets knocked on Saturday morning, when you cut to the chase with these people who don't believe that Jesus Christ is God? Where do you go? Where would you show them in the Bible? What text would you go to defend that truth that Jesus Christ never said he was God? That is what the sermon's going to be next week. Things like that we're going to look at this false notion and this horrific teaching out there that claims the Bible doesn't say anything about homosexuality. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard people say, well, the Bible really doesn't address that? Oh, that's Old Testament, back when God was a meanie. But in the New Testament, there's nothing really about that. Do you know where to go in the Bible to defend the truth against that horrific lie from Hades? Actually, from the cauldron, from the boiling pit of hell is that lie. Because if you believe something like that, then you are on a slippery slope on your way to hell to be condemned. Because you cannot live a lifestyle like that. That's what the Bible says. Do you know where in the Bible you can find that? You know, I'll give you that one on your way to work today. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 9. And then 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. At some of the places, Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Leviticus, but we won't talk about the Old Testament because God was a meanie back then, you see. He was just a mean old guy, but now Jesus is love, you see, and loves everyone and is into free love. Do you believe that? I hope not. That is where to go. That's what this sermon is going to be next week. I encourage you to listen to this program all next week, WGOD Radio. Also, on this Sunday, I invite you out to Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. The message this week is entitled, What is a Prophet? Now, perhaps I'm exposed to it more than you are because of where I work, but I have met many, 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 many people who say that they are a prophet or a prophetess. What does the Bible say about that, though? What is a prophet? It's a look going all the way back to the first prophet. Do you know who the first prophet is in the Bible? You might be surprised. The first prophet I've read about is Abraham, when the king of Egypt had taken Abraham's wife because he lied to the king and says it was his sister. God told the king that this man is a prophet. He's the first one that I can see who is called a prophet. It's a look at all the prophets, really, the legitimate prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all of the minor prophets, the major prophets. There's one common message in the voice of every prophet that's ever spoken. What is a prophet? Do you know? This is what we're going to look at this Sunday. You're invited to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. In the meantime here, I want to look at again in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. It says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In other words, there's a lot of people that aren't going to hear this. There's a lot of people that read this book that aren't believers. There's a lot of people that read it that are just looking for errors in it. There's a lot of people that are reading it because they want to write a book and they want to sell a million copies, sell it to Christians and talk about the end times. But these people don't have ears to hear. That is, you're not going to hear and recognize the truth because you don't have spiritual ears. He who has an ear, Jesus says, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To him who overcomes, You've got to be an overcomer. This requires work. You have to exert sweat on your behalf. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, the promise is made. You've got to be an overcomer. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. Paul's got boxing gloves on. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept. There's another strong word used of a guard, a sentinel, who's keeping watch over a prison. Paul's kept watch over his faith. He has finished the race. The agona is the Greek word, where our word agony comes from. Finished the race. I've kept the faith. To him who overcomes, Jesus says. Then he says, shall in no way. Now in Greek, that's a double negative. Oume. In English, or in Greek, I should say, there's no exclamation points. So to make a sentence emphatic, to make it vein popping out of your forehead or fist slamming, emphatic statement, what the Greeks did is they put two negative words together right next to each other, made a sentence emphatic. That's what Jesus has done right here. He says, to him who overcomes shall by no means be harmed. Be harmed by what? The second death. Now you can read again in Revelation chapter 20 exactly what this is. As it says in verse 11, it says, the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. Okay, this is what the second death is. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Now, I made the comment yesterday, you know, people, they think that when they die, it's all over for them. You die once and that's it. Well, I'm here to tell you, no. If the first death didn't kill you, why do you think the second one is? The lake of fire is for all eternity. So this is what the second death is. It's for everyone who doesn't overcome. To him who overcomes won't be hurt by the second death. So the second death, the lake of fire, is for everyone who does not overcome. But you and I will overcome because we have the Spirit of the living God inside of us. For everyone out there who's a Christian today, I tell you, you will overcome. The Apostle Paul said that at my last defense, no one stood with me, but the Lord stood by my side. He said, he'll do the same thing for you. Same as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. When the king says, I see four people in there, and the fourth person looks like the Son of God. You see, when it's crunch time and your life is on the line, the Lord Jesus Christ will go with you through the fire every time. Everyone whose names are written in the book of life, everyone who has received Jesus Christ, you will overcome. Everyone else will suffer this fate of the second death, which is the lake of fire. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program here in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.